let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about changing the world. This show has gone from so many different ways of changing the world, changing ourselves, helping other people change. Some changes are hard, some are easy, some are hard to understand, and some are potentially counterintuitive, which actually begs the question, where did we get that quote-unquote intuition to begin with? And so this is one of those shows where the conversation may be counterintuitive, or we've been taught to think about things the wrong way or another way. And now it seems counterintuitive when maybe in actuality it's natural or intuitive. And we're talking about something. Actually, we're talking about not fearing fat. Now, I can't wait to talk about this because personally, I have been fat all my life, though some people might not have thought so. I at least thought so. And maybe that's because I too have been a product of marketing, advertising, and living in America all these years and watching television. And so I thought myself to be fatter maybe than I really was, but I always thought I could lose a few more pounds. Matter of fact, I still think so. So today we're going to have this conversation by way of a film called Serial Killers, Don't Fear Fat. Actually, really clever name. It's Serial, as in C-E-R-E-A-L, Killers. The film, Serial Killers, follows Donald, a lean, fit, seemingly healthy 41-year-old man on a quest to hack his genes and, quote, drop dead healthy by avoiding the heart disease and diabetes that has afflicted his family. Listen to this. Donald's father, Kevin, an Irish Gaelic football star from the 1960s, won the first of two All-Ireland championships with the Down senior football team in 1960 before the biggest crowd, 94,000 people, ever seen at an Irish sporting event. Now, when Kevin, Donald's father, suffered a heart attack later in life, family and friends were shocked. How does a lean, fit, and seemingly healthy man who has sailed through cardiac stress tests, okay, suddenly fall victim to heart disease? Now, that's counterintuitive. Can a controversial diet consisting of 70% fat provide the answers? We come back, we're going to be talking to Donald O'Neill, who is the filmmaker and also the protagonist of this film, Serial Killers, Don't Fear Fat, on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So as I said today, we were going to be talking about something that potentially could be counterintuitive to some people and something that unfortunately was near and dear to my body. And that is fat. It's interesting that I think about how is consciousness raised? How is the public, how is society taught things? And I wrote recently, since we had the Thanksgiving here in America a couple weeks back, I wrote of my traditional quote-unquote Thanksgiving, which isn't the American traditional Thanksgiving, though it incorporates the American traditional Thanksgiving, because having been first generation Italian American here in America, my parents, who were not born here, didn't know of Thanksgiving. And so when they found out we had a holiday, they made it a holiday for us, as good parents would, I imagine. So they made us all the Italian traditional holiday treats and dishes for food. And we did the Italian traditional things. And when us kids went to school the next week and found out that all the other kids had eaten turkey, and when we came home to tell our parents, they said, okay, next year we'll have turkey. Well, funny enough, we had turkey, but we didn't just have turkey. We also had the other Italian dishes. So the traditional Italian dish came to be something else. But we incorporated the turkey because we, quote unquote, learned the right way or the new tradition. So I distinctly remember going home as a child and sharing with my mother how we were, quote unquote, supposed to eat, not on Thanksgiving, but every day of our lives. As a matter of fact, I think we had these magnets that we put up on the refrigerator or a poster or something we put up on our walls that told us we were to have a 3-2-5-5 day where 5 servings of grain and 2 servings of fat and, you know, and all of that. And then we had this triangle and we learned, and we kids taught our parents and our family how to eat. And it's interesting to learn as an adult that those posters and those stickies and magnets, whatever they were sponsored by organizations that were working on behalf of what? And therein lies the rub. So now here comes a film that I couldn't wait to watch, because first of all, anybody that's crazy enough to lie in a coffin, or interesting or clever or creative enough, I should say, to lie in a coffin and have a picture taken of him surrounded by a bed of, actually covered in a bed of cornflakes, is somebody I want to interview, a film that I'm interested in watching, and to know what he knows, why he would do this, and what he's learned. And so therein lies why we are having this conversation today. In his own words, my name is Donal. I am a fit, healthy 38-year-old, and I will spend the next 3 months trying to understand how a trim exportman whose only vice was one cigar a month, his father, and pruning bushes, could have a heart attack. How his young brother, a sporting icon, Donal's uncle, can develop type 2 diabetes. And so here we have the filmmaker himself of Serial Killers, Don't Fear Fat, Donal O'Neill. Welcome to Life Changers with Filippo, Donal.
Hi, Filippo. Great to be here.
Great to have you. So thank you for that poster. What an image to see you in that coffin with the cornflakes. How clever. Let me just ask you, where did that idea come from?
Well, I think I thought of the name for the movie first, and then I thought, what would be the best way to manifest that? And cereal companies are pretty good at boxing things up themselves, so I thought, let's get in a box and let's make that box a coffin and see if we can send a clearer message about the product they're actually selling.
Well, it got my attention. Got my attention. And ironically, it brought my mind to, I remember a commercial saying, if you can pinch more than an inch, then you're fat. And so you need to eat this cereal.
That's how they did it. And let's not forget that some of the best marketing minds in the world are peddling big food products, and cereal are right at the top of that food chain. So we're talking about an issue that is supported by billions of dollars in very, very clever marketing spend. And I'm actually a big fan of, let's say, the marketing genius behind some of these products, because the ability to sell something so wrong and make it sound so right is admirable in some perverse manner. But it is, we're a victim of very, very clever advertising here.
So did you also grow up with the kind of marketing tools that we did as children? Like, you heard my monologue at what I came home to teach my parents.
Well, you know, for us as kids, we had, when I think of cereals, I mean, Sugar Puffs and probably Tony the Tiger, Kellogg's Frosties, that was the biggest cereal for kids when I was growing up. So they are the images that I recall very, very strongly. And then McDonald's came to Ireland when I was a kid. And I remember it was just, it was the biggest treat going. And at that time, when you trace it back now, you can see that the explosion of obesity and ill health in Ireland is closely aligned with those landmark dates. Ireland's just narrowly behind the UK as the fattest nation in Europe now. So that's embarrassing, but it's also very evident why it has happened to me.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the film, you weren't that fat to begin with. As a matter of fact, arguably, you were thin.
I was, and I don't mean that getting fat happened to me, but I can clearly see why it happened. But for me, my dad and my uncle, they didn't gain weight, Filippo. They were elite sportsmen, and they finished their careers, and they had successful business careers. And, you know, they really didn't abuse their bodies at all. They had a very standard Irish diet. And, you know, as you said in the introduction, my father didn't just pass. He absolutely sailed through cardiac stress tests. So his power from his athletic days was carrying right through decades later. But I think what that proves is that the tests that they conduct to determine one's susceptibility to these types of disorders are possibly not optimal at best. And as such, it came as an enormous surprise to us that A, he would have a heart attack, and B, his younger brother would develop type 2 diabetes. So that set me on a path to find out what the hell happened. And the more I got into it, the more I realized I needed to get the message out in as aggressive a manner as possible. And coming from a marketing background myself, I felt it was important to try and meet the cereal and the big food companies and the soda companies head on with something that was coming at you as an entertainment vehicle as much as anything else, because the medical facts can be quite dull and bland. And I think it's important that the message is conveyed in some type of entertainment vehicle. And that was my objective ultimately.
Well, speaking of entertainment, at least in engaging, I must say, I really must say that I following you, a lean, fit, seemingly healthy 41-year-old, as I read the synopsis, I thought, okay, well, the poster got me. The name is intriguing enough to say, okay, and I'm interested in these subject matters, but am I really going to be interested in following this? And the way it was presented, I was really watching for, oh, what's the next thing? And what else are we going to find? And what else is he going to discover? So I have to say, I think it's well done that way. And I'm glad you did it that way, because I believe it has all the elements for it to get out in the best way that this message, I think, can. Now, when we come back, you're tackling a lot of things in this film, from not only cereal and therefore grains, but you're also tackling sugar. You're also tackling fat and the controversy there in the belief system that has been developed or created, but that exists at the moment generally. You're also talking about cholesterol and healthy LDL and all that stuff. So there's a lot here. So when we come back, I'd like to try and break that down as much as we can systematically to help you get the message out, at the very least help us break away from maybe some things that aren't quite so that we currently believe. We're talking to Donald O'Neill and the film Serial Killers Don't Fear Fat. And if you're wondering why, we'll tell you when we come back and how you too can see the film and be part of how you can promote and help the message get out when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
So we're back. And for those of us who grew up fearing fat and hearing messages like you eat too much fat or it's the fat that makes you fat, this is a controversial conversation that we're having here with filmmaker Donald O'Neill, which is the correct pronunciation. And I'm all about that, especially with a name like Filippo. What are you going to do in America? So I always appreciate when people pronounce my name correctly. So Donald is a lean, fit, seemingly healthy 41-year-old man, and now actually is leaner, more fit, and more healthy. Maybe, what, still 41? But he has a movie out called Serial Killers, in which he challenges many things. So where do we start, Donald? What should we challenge first?
I think let's start with cholesterol, Filippo, because it's the go-to guy for all things metabolic. So I think it's important that we strip that one down to begin with.
Okay.
And the first thing I should say is that all the information we need and the testing protocols exist to get to the bottom of any individual's specific risk for cardiovascular disease. And that was actually due to some research that took place in the US about 30 years back in the early 80s. And they discovered that not so much the total cholesterol reading, but rather the particle size as it applied to both the HDL and the LDL readings that you would get from a standard cholesterol test were, in fact, much more directly specific to an individual's risk of heart attack. So to break that down, what it means is that there are five individual particle sizes when it comes to cholesterol, and you want your particles to be as big as possible. And the way to think of this, so the way I like to present it, is that if you imagine you're on a beach and you've got a beach ball and you kick that beach ball down the beach, it's not going to embed itself in the sand. You take out a golf ball or a baseball and you throw it, it's going to get stuck in the sand. So the smaller balls, as it pertains to cholesterol, are much more likely to embed in the arterial walls. Mm. And they do that when the body in particular is in a state of inflammation. So the environment must be right. And the way to get that environment so wrong that it's right is to keep the body in a constant state of what's called chronic low-grade inflammation. So when the body's in that state from eating a junk food diet or stress or whatever else, the arterial walls will be much more receptive to holding on to cholesterol. And as Professor Tim Noakes says in the movie, you know, cholesterol, it's at the scene of the crime, but it's not the murderer. It embeds in the arterial walls, causes the plaques that ultimately lead to heart attacks and strokes. But it's only staying there because the body is has presented itself with an environment that allows it to catch on to that. So high cholesterol readings of their own volition are not a good indicator of one's risk of heart attack or stroke. And that was really a mind-blowing finding for me. And when you extrapolate that further, when you look at how they test the average person's cholesterol, it's just inadequate. It's like looking at the kitchen of a house and buying the house without seeing the rest of it. I mean, it's that inaccurate. And yet we continue to do so and rely on these inaccurate measures. And there's a mountain of information that supports this information. And like I said, it dates back 30 years in the US, but the American Heart Association didn't adopt it as policy. At that time, the majority of their representatives and the decision makers were on the payroll of pharmaceutical companies. So it's unfortunate that the information has been there for a very long time, but clearly there are other interests that, have another agenda. And you only have to look at the recent adjustments and editing, let's call it, of the statin guidelines in the US. With the new equations they've introduced, everybody over the age of 70 should be on a statin, period. And Lord only knows what that will do to the size of a market already worth $40 billion per annum. Mm. So these findings, they left me in a situation where I really could have made 10 separate documentaries. It was take your pick on any one of these issues, but cholesterol was a monster, and it's something we tried to address as simply and effectively as possible because it can be confusing for people. I think we're now at a point where people understand you have HDL, which is perceived as good, and you have LDL, which is perceived as bad. But the issue of particle size remains left of center, and it's not something that people have a general awareness of. So it's my opinion now, and it's the opinion of many of the medics who are supporting, involved, and I've got behind the movie, that statins are probably the most oversubscribed or prescribed drug on the planet today, and they're also most profitable.
Well, that opens up a whole can of worms that unfortunately we can't get into. Obviously, you couldn't in the film. Otherwise, like you said, you would have had, what, 10 films. But and maybe you should. this is the conversation starter right here. Maybe you should follow other people and watch them through their transformation, and we could all learn from that as well. In the meantime, we've got this, and thankful to have it. Let's talk about what should we address for a couple minutes before we go on a break next.
Well, I think just the issue of fat. I mean, the byline "Don't fear fat" is it's pretty clear, and that's hopefully the takeaway message from the movie, because I consumed a diet made up of 70% fat. It's something that the average person would probably find abhorrent, but it's also something that can be incredibly effective for the treatment of issues like type 2 diabetes. That was the standard treatment up until the 50s, and it appears to have some pretty dramatic benefits as it relates to metabolic disorders across the board, in addition to weight loss. So it's something that, again, it flies in the face of conventional wisdom, but it works, and I think when people watch the movie and when they try it themselves, they'll be more than surprised, that they'll be shocked.
You know, I bet a lot of people will be happy because, as somebody said in the film, I love fat. You know, the question to me actually is fat fat? Or is, and what I mean by that is all fat the same? And so when we come back, that was the question that was running through my mind. I think perhaps it's not. So we are talking to Donal O'Neill of the film Serial Killers Don't Fear Fat. And you can go to serialkillersmovie.com, and that's serial as in C-E-R-E-A-L, like breakfast cereal, serialkillersmovie.com, and there you can buy the film, you can gift the film, you can share the film with everybody on your list and everybody you care about, and also you can become an affiliate where you can share the information with friends and make money in so doing. So learn about that all at serialkillersmovie.com. I'm sure we'll be talking about it with Donal more when we come back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
Yeah. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So I can't believe that we're having a conversation about fat and that it's a completely different conversation that I would think we'd be having about fat if I would believe we were having a conversation about fat. What the heck am I talking about? Actually, a lot of people have said that to Donald while he was making the film. What the heck are you talking about? And to see so many people go against him and tell him what they should do. And Donald, one of my favorite lines in the movie, I wrote this down actually. I don't have it in front of me, but somebody said to you, it was at the market, and she said something to the effect of, well, most people would agree that that what you're doing is wrong or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, so what most people believe in or have been led to believe in now all of a sudden is law. Right?
That's it. And I can tell you, Filippo, I've had dinner parties go wrong. I mean, people, when they find out what I've done or what I've been doing, they get really animated about the issue of food, because it's almost like politics. Everybody has their own stance or religion. I mean, they have their own stance, their own position, and they defend it to the hilt. And I was one of those people until I realized that what I was doing was perhaps not the optimal way forward based on what had happened to my dad and my uncle. So I adopted an open mind, and this is the result of that. But people are very, very defensive on the issue of food. And, you know, the cereal companies and the big food companies have done a tremendous job of creating a bogeyman in fat. And I should just put that in context. When I say that fat is healthy, I mean naturally occurring fats and not these trans fats and vegetable oils and some of the rancid products that are, well, they're really everywhere, unfortunately, particularly in the U.S.
Yes, because I'm thinking, okay, so people hearing that, let's not misunderstand. I don't think running out and eating French fries and you know, potato chips and all that is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. And I did not consume any sugar or any wheat for the duration of our filming period, which was 28 days. So that's a huge issue right there. If you combine, you know, the sugars and the grains with even quality fats, you will run into problems. That's more than likely, because what's happening, the combination of all of those is like the perfect storm. But somehow or other, we arrived at the point where the fat got blamed. But you take out the fat and you're left with typically sweetened products of a low-fat variety, and they're wreaking havoc with a lot of people's metabolic systems. And that's probably the biggest surprise that anybody would encounter if they go on their own journey to discover what their body actually needs, wants, and responds to optimally.
Yeah, you know, I one of the reasons I was most curious about this film is because I'm on a quest myself. I'm looking for the most optimal way to eat myself. And frankly, Donal, hopefully you won't be appalled because you have an open mind, I know. But I ate like a vegan for over 20 years, 20-something years. And I believed that to be more true for me than what I was doing before. And now I'm reconsidering all of that and have been on this quest to what is the best way for me to eat, because I knew in my way to veganism, I knew that what I had been taught was not right. Maybe I found something that was also not right, but I wanted to find, I knew something was not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, veganism has a lot of positives. But I think it's interesting that you acknowledge that something wasn't quite right, let's say, in the conventional system. So that's a great starting point. But the other thing to remember is that everybody is an individual and everybody must find their own answer. And that is Professor Tim Noakes' message in the movie as well. So what works specifically for me may not work specifically for you or others. But it's certainly my belief, based on all the research and a lot of the guys that I've helped through, personal, family and other relationships out there. If you take out sugar and grains, you're going to see a pretty significant improvement in your health almost immediately. And that's certainly been my experience to date. So whatever you want to do with the amount of fat you eat, because people, when they go down that road, they find it difficult to consume large quantities of fat. I mean, I get up in the morning and I have coconut oil and double cream in my coffee. I'm eating 20 plus eggs a week still. And I'm eating a very, very high fat diet. But that can be difficult from a temporal perspective. People have difficulty thinking that that is something they should be doing, even when they take away some of the refined junk food that they're eating. But if they can get rid of that refined junk food, what will then happen is they'll give the body a chance to let them know what it needs. And that's what I would say to people. You have to quiet the body and listen to what it needs. And if you do that, you'll be very, very surprised at what you find. And you'll be very, very pleased with the results.
Mm. You know, you say everybody is different, and yet it just seems like the great majority of the people are suffering. So, and it seems like a lot of the suffering health-wise is in my opinion, due to the foods we're eating. So though we all may be different and individuals, there are some things we have in common, and certainly the kind of foods that we eat are affecting us. And what I like about this conversation also is that not everybody has made the connection that what they put in their mouth really affects them, other than pleases them.
Yeah, it's frightening, but again, there's multi-billion-dollar propaganda messages going out there from big food, and they're coming at you from all directions. The soda companies are in there too. Big farmers having a crack. It's very, very difficult to get to the truth. And to get to the truth, you've got to first and foremost ignore all that, and that's a choice you must make. You've got to choose to ignore it. You then got to choose to ignore the products that you're confronted with everywhere. And you really have to step away from convention and steer your own path. But if you go looking for real food in an average supermarket in America, it's pretty tough, because supermarkets are set up to lead you by the nose to where they want you to get to. And they do that, again, brilliantly. I'm a big fan of these companies purely because of how they do what they do, and I've studied them. But somebody needs to really try and scale up the campaign for real food, because that's absolutely critical. Irrespective of if everybody had a diet consisting of 70% fat, similar to that I consume in the movie, America would be a much healthier place. That's not going to happen. But if you can get people to just stop what they're eating and to switch to a diet that's even 70, 80% real food, there would be dramatic improvements, but the system and commerce just is not set up to accommodate that, because there's no margin in real food. They got to be able to refine it. They got to be able to pump it up and junk it up, and that's how they get their margins, and that's what pays for all that advertising.
You know, that's interesting. I remember somebody I know and love, when I shared with her that I thought she should buy organic bananas or whatever it was at the time, and she said, "Are you crazy? They're 5 cents more each," or something like that. And or 5 cents a pound more, or whatever it was. And then I looked in the shopping cart and I said, "You see these bag of potato chips? They are $25 a pound. The bananas are 5 cents more, which makes them 99 cents a pound." But when you look at the numbers, and then you look at the health benefits, it's like, whoa, we never look at things like that. So I'm appreciative of how some of what you presented. So when we come back, I'm curious how you would suggest to people, you know, this is our New Year show, as we're getting ready here to jump into 2014. Before we end the show, I'm going to ask you what you would suggest that people resolve for the new year as far as changing their diets and changing their habits. And we'll talk about some of what you did during the film, because you didn't just sit and watch TV and eat fat. But of course people will know that, because many will see the film and learn and grow from it. SerialKillersMovie.com. That's serial, C-E-R-E-A-L, killersmovie.com. Learn how you can you can go and just see the film, buy it there, share it with your friends on your New Year's gift list, if you have one, and learn how you could be an affiliate and share not only in the message, but also in the wealth. So with that, we will be right back with Donal O'Neill, a producer and protagonist of Serial Killers.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back having a very interesting conversation with Donal O'Neill. And he is still, in my opinion, a very relatively young man who seems to have been relatively healthy and had nothing to worry about until his father dropped from a heart attack, and his uncle had type 2 diabetes. And so he said, "If that stuff is hereditary, I don't want it happening to me," and did some things that some people would consider radical, including making a movie and then picturing himself on the cover of that movie in a coffin surrounded by cornflakes. So actually, one of the things we haven't touched on, Donald, is the diabetes. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, diabetes is probably the single biggest business opportunity in modern healthcare, Filippo. It's absolutely booming. The numbers are frightening. It's like a third world war all of its own. And it's been estimated that by 2030, diabetes alone could bankrupt the U.S. health system. So I'm not sure Obama will be around to carry the can at that point. But it's looking horrific for the U.S. and for the emerging nations in particular. I'm here in South Africa, and the growth rates here are astronomical. So it's an enormous problem. It's a condition that, when treated conventionally, requires insulin for the rest of one's life. So and the other point, the thing I really don't like about diabetes is that it's almost perceived as a cuddly toy type ailment, but 80% of diabetics will die from a stroke or a heart attack, and that's something that really isn't put out there. So when I see people with insulin pumps, and you know, they're eating cakes and sweet stuff, and they're jacking up their insulin to do that, I'm just not sure they've been told these things and informed that, you know, there is another way. And in the movie, we meet my friend Plaxi, who's treated her own type 2 diabetes, which is in fact 95% of all cases. She's treated that successfully with a high-fat diet. So it's and let's not forget, this is how diabetes was treated medically up until the 50s. So this is not new. This is something that we just happened to forget for about 50, 60 years. And now we have some very strong medical thought leaders who are bringing it back, some of them right here in Cape Town, who are having tremendous success treating type 2 diabetes with very high-fat diets devoid of sugar and grains, I should add. So it's a devastating disorder that is misunderstood, and it's over-medicated at the moment, and that's only going to lead to astronomical financial implications for pretty much every nation worldwide, but in particular the US and some of the more developed nations. And if it's not addressed, I'm really not sure what's going to happen, because the sums and the numbers are, I can't stress it enough, they're astronomical. Whatever about the health implications for individuals.
Was it your friend in the movie that said that diabetes is inherited or maybe, but what also is definitely inherited is the eating habits, right?
That's right. Plaxi makes that point, and she makes it very well. But, you know, she's an otherwise very healthy lady. She's a Pilates instructor. She's active. And sure, some people are more susceptible to diabetes, myself included. But, and this is where that word balance doesn't work. If you're trying to absolutely avoid something that you're predisposed to, or you're trying to back away from type 2 diabetes, as Professor Tim Noakes did himself, then balance doesn't work. You've got to go to the extreme, and that is the only way that you'll counter it with a dietary regime. So it's the current recommendations for diabetics are absolutely wrong, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many medical thought leaders. But again, these messages are sponsored by pharmaceutical companies who endorse and support the diabetes organizations worldwide, who are well-intentioned, but their information is damaging at best, in my opinion.
Yeah, speaking of medical thought leaders, in the movie, you have a couple medical practitioners or health practitioners who have learned very well the traditional way of current modern medicine, some of which we know is very helpful, and some of which may be archaic or maybe was never right to begin with, and aligns with some of the theories that you are expressing now, or the facts. And it was interesting to see their genuine concern for you and their genuine understanding or belief of what things are or should be, and then their genuine befuddlement when, I don't want to give away the punchline of the movie, but when things didn't turn out the way they thought it would, when you went against what they suggested.
Yeah, and what medicine will say is that I'm just one guy, but everybody is just one person, and your own health, it's like the politics of me. I mean, politics comes right down and relates to every individual in an individual way, and health is the very same thing. But what people fail to realize is that the medical system treats you as a statistic. In the UK, if your cholesterol is over 5, take a statin. They don't really look at anything else. That's just a generic application of a regulation that's been put in place with the best of intentions. But the complete picture is so much more detailed than that. And, you know, the information that's now coming to light that, let's not forget, has always been there, is absolutely contrary to a lot of what's being practiced out there. And I am seeing general practitioners who have turned complete 180s on issues like diabetes and heart disease. I just heard today, I'm hearing of them all the time, but I heard today of another cardiologist who is now prescribing a high-fat diet for his patients. Yeah. So this is happening on the ground, and the medics are seeing results. And when they start to see results, they keep going on this path. But the medical, let's call them the medical strategists, until they have studies and, you know, voluminous numbers, they just won't budge. But to the average person, I would say, take the time to equip yourself with a little bit more information, because your health is your concern. And, you know, if your doctor does not know what a cholesterol particle size is, go find another doctor. If you're staring at type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic, you know, look up Professor Tim Noakes. Look up, you know, Dr. Jeff Gerber in the US. See what some of these people are saying, what they're practicing and what they're seeing, and then make your own mind up. And that's my hope for the movie, that it just leaves people with, the ability and the incentive to ask some questions about their own health.
Yeah. So also see the movie, and then see what you think. Start a conversation amongst people you know. We're talking about Serial Killers, the movie. Don't Fear Fat. You can go to www.serial, as in breakfast cereal, killersmovie.com. Donal, the advice that you just gave is completely contrary to the advice that I think it was your coach or a coach was giving you. And sharing about your father, when it was kind of like it was something to the effect of, you know, you should just don't think about it, just take a statin, right?
That was my dad's cardiologist and a good friend of mine, Dr. Colm Hanratty. And, you know, what he also said was that, on the issue of cholesterol, it's blunderbuss. They just know so little. But, he wants to see proof. He wants to see that a dietary approach is not just all eggs in one basket, and it can work. And you know what? That's perfectly understandable. And I think a movie like this needs a bit of balance, because I don't want people thinking that I'm screaming from the rooftops that this is the way. But I put my body on the line in Serial Killers, and I did so after 3 years of research. I think you said 3 months in the introduction, but it was actually 3 years of research, of taking foodstuffs in and out of my diet as I researched and went along. And I'm pretty comfortable that I'm close to what is optimal for me. And like I said, the message for people is just get on your own journey and do some research and let your body tell you what's right for you.
Well, I like that, and I have personal experience about that, and I look forward to sharing a little bit about that when we come back, and also it being the last show before our new year. A lot of people are making New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people want to lose fat, and so they're listening to diet people and fitness people and commercials and all that, and so I want to give our guest, Donal O'Neill, a fair shake at that and have him share what his diet advice may be when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and I myself have had issues with fat and issues with mucus, actually. Not a very sexy subject either, but I bring it up because I remember all my life not being able to breathe out of my nose and coughing up stuff and not being able to breathe well, period, and not being able to sing as a singer. That was kind of hard sometimes because I would just be too mucusy. And finally, as a young adult, going to a doctor and the doctor saying, oh, you are allergic to dairy, and then giving me something to take medication-wise, which I later found out had a long list of side effects. So when I found out about the side effects, I went back to the doctor and I said, well, how long are you expecting I need to take this? And he said, well, for the rest of your life. And I said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. He said, oh, yes, it will. I said, there's got to be another way. And he said, well, only if you cut out dairy from your life, and that's not going to happen. And I said, oh, yes, it is. And I did. And that's what started my veganism. Now, I might have gone the extreme and might have needed to find a healthy balance. And some people are now saying, I'm learning, that maybe the dairy is fine. Maybe it's because the dairy is pasteurized that is causing the problem. And if I ate raw dairy, that I wouldn't have that problem. But for 20-something years, I ate no dairy at all because of that. So it is possible. So Donald, you are suggesting that maybe no grain is possible too.
Absolutely. And one of the issues with, well, let's talk about wheat because it's the widespread grain that's pretty much everywhere. I mean, in the early 1970s, wheat was re-engineered, and the modern wheat, or dwarf wheat as it's typically known, was created to help feed third world nations. So it was really to counter starvation. And the gentleman who re-engineered wheat actually won the Nobel Prize because it did in fact save millions of lives. But of course, when Big Food discovered that they could grow substantially more wheat within a similar area, of course, they jumped on the bandwagon and hijacked it for commercial and profitability purposes. And they did so very successfully. But I think on the Dr. Oz show in the US a couple of months back, I mean, they demonstrated that the blood sugar hit from whole wheat bread, for example, in 3 out of 5 women was substantially greater than plain table sugar. So this new modern wheat that we've been eating in my lifetime has a much more catastrophic impact on blood sugar than the wheat that our parents and grandparents would have been brought up on. So, I mean, that's a very, very significant incident right there back in the 70s that kind of crept in. So it's almost like the perfect storm occurred in the 70s. You then had the introduction of the food pyramid. You had the subsidies for the corn and the wheat manufacturers. And all of a sudden, you've got this surplus of grain and grain-based products that are cheap to consume. They're cheap to purchase. And hey, they've got quite a substantial margin for the food companies. But how on earth breakfast cereals displaced, eggs from the breakfast table, certainly in the UK, I'm sure it was probably the same in the US, is beyond me, because I could not find one derogatory full-blown medical study relating to eggs in my 3 years of research. I was absolutely stunned. And I was somebody who would have limited my egg intake. And that alone was just astonishing to me. So we certainly have been misled. Has that been conscious or otherwise? That's for everybody to decide themselves. I believe it has been in large part conscious, and very much so from a commercial perspective. But I think we should maybe talk about what you ate today, Philippe, or I will eat today, and maybe we can talk about what I would recommend.
Yes, because certainly we could go on and on. This is a subject that is fascinating to me personally as well, and also, I believe, very important. So something that we would have to, we will address more and more as life changes with Filippo grows. In the meantime, however, we're coming to the end of this show and to the end of this year, 2013. And as our last show of the year and our last few minutes together, Donald, a lot of people are out there looking for advice on how to lose weight. And so you have some advice for people that you might want them to consider. And what would that be?
Sure. Breakfast, full-fat Greek yogurt, berries, which are very low in sugar, and some nuts. Don't jump in on the bacon as well while you're at it. Ditch the grains, ditch the sugar, and enjoy fat. Get coconut milk into your meals, coconut oil, full-fat dairy products. The research supports full-fat dairy much more so than low-fat dairy. And just learn to enjoy real food again. And, people will say it's expensive, but you know what? When you take out all the junk you're eating, sure, it might be a little bit more expensive per meal, but when you cut out those potato chips you mentioned earlier and the sodas, you're going to save a significant sum of money each month. Take your own lunch into work with you, same thing. So your overall expenditure really shouldn't change that much, but just try and eat real food and go like a squirrel, and everywhere you go, take a packet of macadamia nuts or almonds and munch on those instead of reaching for something sugary and fast from the big food manufacturers.
Well, Donald, I should have expected from somebody crazy enough or creative and clever enough to get himself into a coffin with cornflake cereal that he would come up with something crazy to suggest to people, like go out and eat real food. I should have expected.
It's radical, eh?
You are so radical. And I look forward to meeting your radical self when you're not traveling around the rest of the globe and when you're traveling in our country for a change in the new year. I look forward to that. In the meantime, I encourage people to go see cereal. Well, go to your nearest little screen, whether it's in your hand or on your computer, and see serialkillersmovie.com, Serial Killers, Don't Fear Fat. It's a concept that I'm quite interested in. As a matter of fact, as soon as the show's over, I'm hungry. I'm encouraged to go eat some fat. So with that, Donald, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Filippo. Happy New Year to yourself and all your listeners. And don't fear fat.
Indeed, indeed. Looking forward to more. And this is Filippo Voltaggio with Life Changes saying, as your life changes and this year, may it change for the better. We're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.